And welcome to Study English IELTS Preparation. I'm Margot Pilatus. Today on Study English, we're going to look at some of the features of formal written English. In our clip, we'll hear from a man who believes that drinking water is the key to being healthy and living a long time. He's going to talk about how he came to his conclusion and how he tried to get some support for his project.
How does nature do it? What keeps body cells going, and how can we improve on that process so that we eliminate disease altogether and we live a long and healthy life? I don't think death and disease is inevitable.
We stumbled on the fact that they weren't actually getting rid of carbon dioxide out of their bodies, they were neutralising the carbon dioxide in their bodies. And we found it was from the water they were drinking. When we looked at these animals and saw what they were doing, it was exactly as we'd hypothesised, and that was a great feeling, a real feeling of elation.
I tried and I tried and I tried to be conventional in that sense. I went to 100 people. I wrote 1,000 letters. I spoke to the Australian Academy of Science. I spoke to the American Academy of Science. I spoke to hospitals. I spoke to professors of medicine. Because I wanted to do work independently, I couldn't get anywhere, so I had to do it otherwise. So this is a food substance. This is something that's been drunk for thousands of years. This is probably where the mythology of the Fountain of Youth came from. There would have been natural springs somewhere bubbling out magnesium bicarbonate at an alkaline pH value, and people that drank these springs lived longer. But I want everybody to have the opportunity to live a long and healthy life, and that's been my life's work, and we're getting somewhere. We're getting somewhere.
One of the most important areas for students to master is the difference between informal spoken English and formal written English, including academic language. There are many differences between formal and informal English. Firstly, in written language, all words must be spelt correctly. There should be no words in written English that you can't find in a dictionary. Another important difference is that contractions are not used in formal written English. We only use contractions in written English if we're trying to represent the way that people speak. The clip we've heard today is, of course, spoken English. Listen to part of it again and see if you can identify the features of informal English.
But I want everybody to have the opportunity to live a long and healthy life, and that's been my life's work, and we're getting somewhere. We're getting somewhere.
When Dr. Beckett is speaking, he uses a number of contractions. He says, "That's been my life's work," and "we're getting somewhere." "That's" is short for "that is," and "we're" is short for "we are." So if we were writing these statements, we'd write, "That has been my life's work. We are getting somewhere." There are many common contractions. By using them in your spoken language, you'll sound more natural. But be careful to write them out in full informal situations. Watch for not words like couldn't, could not, wouldn't, would not, shouldn't, should not, won't, will not, and don't, do not. Another common feature of informal English is the use of phrasal verbs, or two-word verbs. Phrasal verbs consist of a verb and a preposition. They are commonly used in spoken English, and their meanings are idiomatic, giving the verb a special new meaning. Listen for some phrasal verbs in this clip.
We stumbled on the fact that they weren't actually getting rid of carbon dioxide out of their bodies, they were neutralising the carbon dioxide in their bodies. And we found it was from the water they were drinking.
This is probably where the mythology of the Fountain of Youth came from.
He uses the phrasal verbs stumbled on, get rid of, found out, and came from. In formal written English, it's best to use single word verbs. So instead of saying they weren't getting rid of carbon dioxide, we would write they weren't eliminating carbon dioxide. And then we'd get rid of the contraction. So it would read they were not eliminating carbon dioxide. Instead of saying we found out it was from the water, we would write we discovered it was from the water. This is probably where the myth came from. This is probably where the myth originated. Let's look at some other examples of common phrasal verbs. Instead of look into, we would write investigate. Instead of cut down, we would write reduce. Keep on could be continue. Point out could be indicate. All of these words are more formal than phrasal verbs. Another important part of formal written English is understanding how to use conjunctions. Short sentences are less formal than compound or complex sentences. If you can, it's good to try to link short sentences together. Listen to this clip, then we'll try to turn it into good formal English using coordinating conjunctions.
I went to 100 people. I wrote 1,000 letters. I spoke to the Australian Academy of Science. I spoke to the American Academy of Science. I spoke to hospitals. I spoke to professors of medicine. Because I wanted to do work independently, I couldn't get anywhere.
He uses a number of simple sentences in a row. I spoke to the Australian Academy of Science. I spoke to the American Academy of Science. I spoke to hospitals. I spoke to professors of medicine. These could become: I spoke to the Australian Academy of Science, comma, the American Academy of Science, and hospitals. I also spoke to professors of medicine. There are some rules to be aware of when you're using conjunctions. In formal English, we don't start sentences with coordinating conjunctions. Words like and but are joining words. They are not used to begin sentences. Listen to Dr. Beckett again. Notice how he uses conjunctions to start his sentences.
There would have been natural springs somewhere bubbling out magnesium bicarbonate at an alkaline pH value, and people that drank these springs lived longer. But I want everybody to have the opportunity to live a long and healthy life, and that's been my life's work.
He uses the word and to begin a sentence. If we were writing a formal report or essay, we would have to find other words to replace and. We could begin the sentence with furthermore, in addition, or moreover. We could replace the word but with the word however. You should make lists of these alternative words so you use a variety of them in your written language. It's important to avoid repetition in your formal written English. Of course, repetition can be used to add emphasis in spoken English. You might hear people say things like, "I really, really like that." But in formal academic writing, you should find other ways of adding emphasis. Listen to the way he uses repetition.
I tried and I tried and I tried to be conventional in that sense. I went to 100 people. I wrote 1,000 letters. I spoke to the Australian Academy of Science. I spoke to the American Academy of Science. I spoke to hospitals. I spoke to professors of medicine. Because I wanted to do work independently, I couldn't get anywhere.
I tried and I tried and I tried. To make this sentence more formal, you could either just drop the repeated verb or use an adverb like repeatedly. We could just write, I tried, or I tried repeatedly. Another way you can make your language more formal is to use the prefix re to indicate a repeated action. This doesn't apply to all verbs. Look at this sentence. He played and played the song again and again. We could write formally, he replayed the song repeatedly. And why don't you try practicing ways of making spoken language more formal, or looking at ways that you can take formal written language and turn it into conversational English. That's all for today. I hope I'll see you next time on Study English. Bye-bye.